The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. China's Olympic Committee has issued a list of rules for foreigners attending the Beijing Olympics. It runs 9 pages and covers everything from demonstrations to cultural pollution. And I know why this story's on the wires. The general tone is that China is imposing the kind of rules that no free country would ever accept. But I've looked at these rules, and frankly, I think that most Americans... Well, actually, I'll let you decide after this. China has issued its rules of conduct for Olympic visitors, and here they are. Let's see what you think. Anybody with a mental disease will be sent back. Yes, yes, too harsh. No journalists may travel to Tibet. That's right, but you knew that was coming. Okay, how about this one? There may be undercover agents at the games dressed as volunteers. I think we do the same thing. How about this one? In order to hold any public gathering, parade, or protest, the organizer must apply with the local police authorities. No such activity can be held unless a permit is given. No, of course. Okay, here's one. No religious or political banners or insulting slogans that disturb the public order will be allowed. Yeah, that's too harsh. But then, you know, our own Supreme Court ruled that those students in Alaska had no right to display a banner reading Bong Hits for Jesus during the 2002 Olympic torch relay. So maybe not so harsh. In fact, maybe we wish we had a rule like that. Also under the free speech category, the Chinese rules threaten criminal prosecution against anybody who burns, defaces, insults, or tramps on the national flag or insignia. Heck yes, we tried to amend the Constitution to get that done here. Plus, it prohibits the entry of materials that are harmful to China's politics, economics, culture, and morals, and to maintain public hygiene, people sleeping in doorways or outdoors would be summarily removed. Are we sure China's a police state? Oh, of course we are. What was I thinking? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 4th, 2008.